And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
225, 227 actually, a little late, as they say in the business. McCabe and Friends, presented by Lerner and Rowe. The big boy Sky telling us it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Reporter. It's our weekly stop off at 33rd Avenue in Camelback, right here in the valley, uptown, just off the I-17 in Camelback. Grand Canyon, it's blowing up not only because of the great private Christian campus, but online classes and premier academia and intercollegiate sports, including their baseball program. It's been there for a long time, and it is there. It is a tradition. A great, rich tradition continues now with Coach Dave Stapleton, who joins us, getting ready for the season. Coach, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you today?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Beautiful day here in the Valley, and I guess just a couple of weeks away from your opener against Southwestern. Has it been busy since Christmas break? The boys going hard at it?
Yeah, we started back on the 5th, and we've been at it every day, so we're trying to get ourselves ready. A quick spring training jammed into about 3 weeks, so it's an opportunity for us to be outside. Fortunately, we've had great weather every day, so we're excited about being outside.
And you've got great fields and great facilities over there at Grand Canyon, which continue to get better year in and year out. You're coming off a year in which you went 28-24. How much did you grow up and mature in this team? It was a young team, yes. How much did they mature last year?
Tremendous amount. That's why we're expecting a lot out of that sophomore class. We had talked about it last year about our young pitching staff that we had, and so this year we're expecting a lot out of them. Brady Wager, Cody Repenning, Adam Serrano, and a couple of new additions that we had that we recruited in. So we're excited about the young players maturing and got a year under their belt.
We got Dave Stapleton, the head coach of the Antelopes baseball program. I got to bust you here a little bit. You struggled to the finish line last year. You lost 7 of the last 10. How do you remedy something like that? Or I don't know if there's any answer to that or reason why.
Well, I don't know as a head coach if I have that answer, but I mean, you go in trying to tell your players that basically you have some big series coming up, and we had an opportunity last year, two really big series with HPU and also Dixie, and we just kind of fell flat on our face. You only win 2 out of those 8 games, and that's not good at the end of the season. But, you know, sometimes that happens with a young club, and that's why we're hoping this year they understand that. They understand that when they got to come to the ballpark that it's a big game, and, you know, big players rise to the occasion.
Absolutely. We've got Dave Stapleton, Antelopes Baseball. You talked about your pitching staff there and those guys growing up. You lose Jeff Erlob, one of my favorite people, by the way. What a great young man. It's like Las Vegas, though, Dave. You need a couple of pocket aces, or that poker game I see on TV. A couple of pocket aces. Who's going to get those cards? Who are you relying on? Who are you hoping can carry the ball and pitch 16, 17 times this year?
Well, we're hoping, obviously, we got a junior transfer in, David Weideman, out of Indian Hills Community. So we're hoping to be able to put a lot on his shoulders. Brady Wager will obviously fill a different role for us this year, we're hoping. And then Cody, who pitched against ASU last year and pitched really well in a starting role, may be able to move into a starting spot also. So we're going to be able to spread it out, but we're going to be a lot deeper than we were last year.
Dumb question, real baseball seamhead. How do you define or decide that? Because you don't really have a spring training. You know how much you can pitch and see in workouts. How do you decide that or define that, or is it just going to have to happen?
Well, we try to jam it in these 3 weeks that we have here, but also fall ball gives us a great opportunity to be able to do that. You go into the school year starting up in September, and so you go through a fall ball period and you try to line guys up and maybe get them familiar with a different role that they may be used to. So that gives us a good idea and a good indication so that when we get here, we've already got some guys in place and started to get them prepared for those innings that they're going to need to get. So that's what this 3 weeks is about. And then we also have, you know, the early part of the year. But we can't afford to get off to a slow start. We have to start fast and continue to build momentum and then obviously finish strong this year.
We've got Dave Stapleton, the head coach of Grand Canyon Baseball. I know, lineup card. I don't know, you don't have to fill out one today, but who are some of those guys who are going to have to deliver the top of the lineup offensively for you?
Well, Joey Brishton will be back in the top. You'll have Tyler Bear, who just had an incredible year last year. We thought he was going to get drafted, but that didn't work out. But I expect big things out of him. Danny Kiedels, who had to serve a year's residence. Also, Colin Cortland. We're going to add in Ernesto Ortiz, a transfer from Gonzaga, who played at Chaparral. now at short for us, and then P.J. Garcia will be able to move over to second base. So we're expecting got a transfer from Indian Hills, a catcher, Caleb Evans. So we're excited about the offensive side of the game.
Great recruiting class. A couple of my kids got Jason Parks from Basha High. Also get the tag Ducey from Sierra Vista and Buena High. Wait, his dad is a former Lope, too? Is that the deal?
Yeah, Greg played here in the mid-'80s to late 80s. So, yeah, we were excited about signing those guys in the early period and more names coming.
Oh, great. And Cole, how important is it? There's such great high school and club baseball here in Arizona. I know you want the best, but how important is it for you to have some homegrown talent on that roster?
Well, you know, I look at most of our roster from being from Arizona. We just got to do a better job. We got to get out. We got to win, get back on that winning tradition, and then obviously the recruiting will take place from there. It's about us getting out and putting out a product on the field that's going to win.
Yeah, I blame it all on coaching. Who is on here?
Isn't it always that way? There's not a coach out there that doesn't feel that way.
And if you win, it's the kids, and if you lose, it's all coaching.
Exactly.
Who your staff? Who's back and who's delivering for you in the office there?
Well, obviously, I still have my same staff, hitting coach Rod Bear, head recruiter and defensive coach Ryan Bethel, and then I added a couple of grad assistants, Jay Green, Chris Shelley, Dan Maxwell, pitching coach, and then Scott Snyder helps us kind of do a whole lot of different things as a bench coach.
And the bar's set high this year. I know the hopes and the aspirations are postseason. When does it get going? When can people come out and watch you guys play some games?
Well, we open up the second against Southwestern. We open up the second there. Then we have a big series on the 18th of February. That's a big weekend. That's an alumni weekend for us, so I'd love to have people out. We have a great event that's going to happen on Saturday, the 19th, with breast cancer awareness. So we're trying to do a whole lot of different things to get people to the ballpark. And then we're going to try to do our part, which is win games.
Well, and I love that. I want to just re-bring up this story. You know, last year you took your team over and visited the Veterans Hospital, and I salute you for that. I mean, that's just awesome. It was a no-brainer. But how important is that for you as a coach? I mean, you want to win games, but to teach these young men how to grow up and how to do it the right way.
Well, I just think it's an important part of education. I mean, we are in the classrooms and we're doing those kind of things, but life learning experiences is something that they'll be able to take with them the rest of their life. So we'll be able to go back down to the veterans' home, and we've picked up a couple of charter schools that didn't have playground, and we're getting equipment for them so that they're able to do that. So as much as we can try to get them involved in the community, we'll do that. We know that we need to go out and play games and practice, go to class and do those things, but I think it's also important when we got some time, free time, to be able to try to go out into the community and kind of give back.
You do it the right way. Hey, Dave, I wish you great success this year. We'll come out and see you play. It's Antelope Baseball, Grand Canyon University. Dave Stapleton, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
All right. They're up and going. And, again, I love what he does and what he stands for over there. They play their annual game with ASU, and it's always a great battle. It has been. And it's an emotional, packed-filled game. But they begin with Southwestern University on the 2nd, and on the 18th they'll have the alumni back. Some of their alums, Tim Salmon, former Major League great, Chad Curtis, who played with the Yankees. They've got some great players that have come through that program over there, and they continue. And doing it with a lot of local talent. If you want to know more about Grand Canyon University, and I'm telling you, gang, we started this about a year and a half ago, and I don't know if it's me, or being part of the number one sports show, or the fact that, it's probably them. It's blowing up over there. They are doing it and doing it right. You drive by there, they're putting in the new 5,000-seat arena, hosting basketball and volleyball, wrestling. They've always had a great baseball facility. They've got great dorms going up over there. It's a great college atmosphere campus. You think of the Gonzagas or Marquettes of the world. That's what it's going to become at Grand Canyon University. That's the excitement that they're building over there. Check them out, the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, every Thursday. Go to GCU Lopes to find out more about the great sports programs and school that's going on over there at 33rd Avenue in Camelback. It's right here in the valley. It's right here. We used to joke about it, but it is right here in the valley. Speaking of right here in the valley, ASU is here. They're on the road in college basketball tonight, and they're as if things weren't hard enough. They're struggling. They're going on the road. Their postseason hopes may have all been dashed. And now they're going to do it shorthanded. They're going to do it shorthanded on the road. Carrick Felix and Brandon Dunson left at home with illnesses. And look around your office. It's going around. That guy with the box of Kleenex sitting at the end of your desk and the sniveling and all. Yeah, it's going. Carrick Felix, Brandon Dunson left at home. Chance Kreekmer had a death in the family, and he's taking care of some personal business with that. Rick Kuksitz, the senior, missed most of the workouts this week, also with sickness, didn't make the trip. Ty Abbott, he's got a sore back. They're banged up. They're shorthanded, banged up on the road tonight at Washington State. Jamel McMillan, you know his story all year long. He's had the groin injury. But nonetheless, crucial, critical for ASU basketball at Washington State tonight. Arizona, a battle of two ranked Pac-10 teams. What a concept. Barely ranked Pac-10. For the first time in years, we've got a couple of ranked Pac-10 teams going head-to-head. 25th ranked Arizona, 14-3 on the year, on the road at Washington, 20th ranked Huskies tonight. Great defining game for the Arizona Wildcats on the road to see what they can put together. Coyotes are in action tonight. They're over in Los Angeles, a home-and-home series, as they say, in sports. It's home-and-home because they play a road-and-home, but against the same team. The Kings tonight in Los Angeles trying to snap their little two-game skid, and then they're back to take on the Kings on Saturday night. You know the Suns situation. They've won four in a row, the hottest team in the NBA. Oh, hold on, Kev. Tomorrow on Vince and Chuck Live, if you miss this show, it's a fun show, fun way to wake up in the morning, and they're not just shoving the local teams and ESPN guest analysts down your throat. They actually do talk sports. Great fun show. Vince and Chuck, Vince Murata, Chuck Powell. Tomorrow we'll have Martine Gortat on the show. That should be fun. He's actually well spoken. How long will it go before they call him the Polish Hammer? There's no joke here. I just like saying Polish Hammer. Suns continue the road swing, East Coast road swing, winners of four. They're in Washington against the Wizards, all winnable games. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll catch up with Rocky Minuch, Calling All Sports, get a preview of their show. They've got a jam-packed show today that includes Jared Allen, the Valley resident Jared Allen, the Minnesota Vikings, who's part of the fundraising efforts of this Eastham Energy college football game and helping out his charity, and it's a great charity, taking care of soldiers coming back, building them homes, soldiers coming back who've been hurt, suffered injuries at war. He helps fund some houses to renovate these houses to make them wheelchair accessible. Love him. Love Jared Allen. He's a nut, should be great with Rocky Minuch. We'll get a preview of that show coming up. We're hanging out. I mentioned, too, the Hall of Fame. I think this is cool. Kurt Schilling, Randall McDaniel, Iowa Freya High School and the Vikings. Ty Murray, 7-time pro rodeo champion. He was rodeo for years out of Deer Valley High School. And Kerry Strug out of Tucson High School, gold medalist. Still missing my guy Charlie Hickox, though. And me. You know, what do I got to do? 30 years. I'll start begging next year.